What's up? How you guys doing? Are you excited? Because I sure as hell am. This is going to be an interesting show. I'm going to talk about rates. I'm going to talk about software providers out there that help you get rates and all sorts of fun stuff. We're going to talk about some news. We're going to talk about whatever the heck it is we want to talk about. But first, we've got some new stuff. But I'm going to play my intro, and I can't press two buttons at once. I'm going to do this and then go. Great broker. Great broker. Great broker.
Great broker.
There's the intro. What's going on, guys? Hey, it is February 4th, 2020. It is exactly 2:01 on the East Coast. Super excited to be here. Super excited to make this show. Super excited to talk about all the stuff that I'm going to talk about. As you can see, I have a new screen shot overlay thing. And you can see it's talking about DAT rates and all that stuff. Let me turn off this music because it's annoying the hell out of me now. But yeah, so that's my intro. For all that have never seen my show before, I'm pretty awesome. My name is Steve. This show is called Freight Broker Live. It is the only live every single day show, well, Monday through Friday, where I talk about freight through and through. I talk about what it's like to work in the industry, what it's like to be a carrier, what it's like to be a broker, what it's like to be a shipper, how to quote, how to sell, how to do everything in the industry. Plus, I also cover news and things like that. Besides the video and besides being an active freight broker and all the other stuff I do, I also have a website, which you can see right here. Look at my tech. It's super fancy. So you guys can go to this website and check out some of the new articles. Down here, you'll see over, well, you can't see it because right under where my video is in the lower left, lower right-hand corner, there's a little bell. You can click that bell to get notifications of every time I send out a notification. I don't normally do it unless there's something breaking. You know, I did it with the video that I published last night, which went viral. And make sure you subscribe. If you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you like, subscribe, follow, hit a bell, do whatever you're supposed to do on YouTube so more people get to see it. That's whatever. I don't really care about YouTube. I know I have a lot of people that watch it, so that's cool. I'm trying to get LinkedIn. So if anyone has a connection over at LinkedIn and can get it so I can live stream to the platform instead of directing everyone off of LinkedIn, that would be cool. But yeah, that's it. So let's talk about some news today. So of course, you guys just saw that I put out an article, TA Services acquires Sellers Logistics. This is essentially a press release that I just saw online and I needed to put some news out there. I had news to talk about. I spend so much time working on the rate stuff, I haven't figured out what I'm going to talk about in terms of news. Oh, wait, I forgot the most important part. You see that little thing that's in the upper right-hand corner of this? It says sponsored, but it's spelt wrong. God. All right. Well, so this... Hold on for me. Can't leave that up there the whole show. Let me fix this. Unbelievable. There's always something going on. Where is that? Sponsored by right there. That's the one. Ay, ay, ay. Whatever. But, so, this show is sponsored by Brittany Smith. And you don't know who Brittany Smith is. She is one of the, I don't know, most visible insurance brokers that I've seen online ever. So she's kind of like me. She's just a female version of me where she's very truthful. She's very honest. She's a good insurance broker. And she is an agent with Insurance Unlimited. Insurance Unlimited is probably the number one referred total logistics insurance company in the world, especially on Facebook. Everyone refers them or refers her specifically. They specialize in commercial liability, cargo, umbrellas, general liability, brokers, contingent liability, media liability, professional liability, garage keepers, and literally pretty much any type of insurance you could ever need. The mission of Insurance Unlimited is to serve individuals, families, and businesses with total insurance coverage for all of your needs. They strive to represent quality insurance products with quality insurance companies with quality products with strong financial backgrounds. Hey, they're awesome. And if you go to my website, which you could see by clicking here on the top of the main page, which I'll show you when it loads, you'll see all of her contact information. You can click on the link. It'll go over to her website. She is a very, very good insurance agent. She's very fair, and she'll shoot you straight, which is something people don't do nowadays in the biz, in the business. All right. So as I was saying, we got TA Services acquired Sellers Logistics. So, you know, when I first got started in trucking, TA Services was around. I always confused them with the TA truck stop all the time. I don't know why. I know they had an agent location that was out of a truck stop, I believe out of a TA location in like Baltimore or something, because I used to pick up checks occasionally from them. And I know it was TA Services because I always thought it was funny TA was there. But they have acquired Sellers Logistics, founded in 2011, headquartered in the great city of Birmingham, Alabama. Sellers is a provider of managed transportation tech and related supply chain solutions for the industrial manufacturing infrastructure and engineering or energy industries. Go read the press release. I don't care about news today. There wasn't much. I had the video. That video went viral. I had weather.com contact me and ask me if I get in touch with the person in the video. I was unable to assist them because I don't know. Actually, you know what? Here's an interesting story. Amazon. So if any of you guys read this article that I wrote this morning, Amazon case might redefine the boundaries of interstate commerce as we now know them, or as we know them. So there's a lawsuit going on in the Ninth Circuit, basically, where Amazon is trying. Actually, this is a long story. I kind of want to focus on the rates. Read the article. If you're interested, I'll elaborate later. But this gets into regulatory affairs and what, again, goes back to the classification standards. But this is more concerned with, Amazon wants everyone to be able to go through arbitration versus having legal rights and all that stuff. So it's an interesting article. The judge actually had some really interesting perspectives, and it seemed like he was kind of going against Amazon. So that may be a final loss for
Amazon.
Who knows? It's still a ways away, and plus Amazon has so much damn money, they'll just fight it as they go. There's a bunch of tech news that came out that I wrote stories for, but didn't get time to actually publish them yet. Emerge just went through a $20 million funding round, so they have $20 million more. So, you know, I wrote that article last week about the tech bubble bursting. Well, apparently not, because there's a bunch of new tech companies opening up. I have another article coming out about a new freight that, you know, they basically, it's funny. I hold it close because when I started getting involved in my first like actual transportation job outside of being a driver and owning trucks was as a sales director for a company that did cross dock consolidation for Walmart. That's their major claim to fame as a third party. One of the things they were trying to do was become the first like volume partial LTL like broker, essentially, because at that time, this is granted 10 years ago, there weren't any companies that were being where you were able to book real time volume partial rates. You would have to call and you still do for the most part, you have to call in, get the volume quote from the person, sell that rate to the customer. It became a big mess. So they were trying to actually go and be the first company to do it. They were unable to. I've actually worked with several different companies, either as an employee or as a consultant, with a bunch of different companies that were all trying to do the same thing, but nobody actually got it. And it seems maybe, just maybe, there is a company that is got it, and I'm working on that story, so I'll publish that story later. It's a new startup that just raised $3 million, and they have
I guess they're going on the asset-based side. Well, light asset-based. They're trying to get owner ops to lease onto them. I'll have to look at their rates because the rates I saw online for their rates were pretty darn low for owner ops. But whatever. Could be, you know, could be something. It depends what kind of benefits and all that they're getting. But so I'll talk about that. I believe the company's called Freight Tech. I don't remember. I just literally started talking about it right before I started making this show. So with that said, I'm going to jump right into the rates because I think it's very important to talk about. So the reason why I wanted to talk about rates today was primarily because rates suck. Everyone knows rates suck right now. Rates are super low. People complain about rates all the time. We all know that. Everyone complains about them. So I'm going to, without going into huge amounts of detail, and again, this is an active chat. You can type into the chat. I'll try to answer any questions that pop up as people may have them. There's also a call-in line, except I probably won't be watching it that much. So if you do call in, just hold on until I answer. That number is 914-803-4008. I'm going to put this in the chat. So if anyone does want to call in, you guys have the availability to do so. So that is the call-in line. If you do want to call in and talk rates or talk freight, talk whatever you want. I'm pretty open to anything freight-related. All right. So everyone understands what their cost to operate is or should be. I think most people do. Actually, probably not. But that's one of the most important things. You know, I had the interview, what was it, last week with the rate transparency guy, the guy that drafted the whole law, proposed law to have brokers and carriers share rates and understand what how much the other person's making. Actually, no, he only wanted the broker transparency part. He didn't really care about being transparent with how much he makes versus a different carrier. But long story short, when I was interviewing him, he did not know what his operating cost was. He told me his operating costs were 35 cents per mile. And because he didn't take into account driver pay, he just said, what was it? Maintenance and tires. Not fuel, not any of the normal things you would cover. But then again, I can't really fault the guy. He only had a year of experience. He went out and just got into a truck with no commercial driving experience previous to it, according to my interview with him. So, but it started to make me think about it. Yesterday, I touched on it very quickly about this site called Lane Honey. Now, I'm going to show it on my screen. You're probably not going to be able to see much. But I am going to tell you with 100% certainty, as an active freight broker, someone that works and moves freight every single day, I can tell you that brokers are not making 70%. Like in this lane, they say Nebraska to Missouri, shipper rate is $7, carrier rate is $2, the broker spread is 70. It's not happening. If you look at all these lane rates and what the spreads are for them, 53% margins, 44% margins, 68% margins. What? Oh, no. Did I put the wrong time? Hold on. Whatever. I'm going to have to just end this thing. All right. No call-in lines today. Let me end this.